This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT 89.5 FM. We are on SoundCloud. We are on Facebook. And, of course, we always invite you to comment and give us some help in our programming. Phil Conlon is here. And, Phil, this is Labor Day. And we have two Labor Days that we kept our eye on because this is the sound of the city. And the sound of the city today, Labor Day, you were there at the beginning. What sort of things did you see?
Well, I saw what they muster up and down University Avenue, and people divide by their unions, and typically they it's some form of a uniform. You get a shirt from your union, and you march. Of course, Unifor wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Unifor talks to itself, and they had a...
They were there, sort of.
They were in the neighborhood.
But
it's interesting. They were you have to go through a narrow passageway to get from City Hall Plaza to University Avenue, and that passageway was there was nobody passing through it. So Unifor is in City Hall Plaza. They have a few speeches, and then they march down Bay Street and they get on a boat and have a cruise, which is I don't know, which is nice for them. I just go.
Do they have any slogans about going on a cruise?
I didn't see
today
any.
We are cruising.
You
it's
know,
Labor Day.
I didn't see any slogans.
We demand more cruising.
I didn't see any signs at the Unifor thing. I mean, they have their Unifor shirts, which is red. I would point out the color of the Liberal Party of Canada. I'm sure that's a coincidence.
The boat was red.
No, the shirts. Everybody was wearing a red shirt at the Unifor crowd, right?
Ah,
yeah, but
it could be the Communist International.
No, this was a uniform.
More likely the Liberal
Party. Liberal Party of Canada.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. We just want to keep our listeners right up to date with the facts.
Right, right.
So, okay, yeah. So there was that.
So then, of course, I went over to where the much, much larger parade was, which was put on by the Labor Council. Now, I was told that Jagmeet Singh was going to be on a reviewing stand somewhere where the marches would go by, but there were no speeches planned. Which I thought kind of strange, but now I've learned from the press that both Mayor Tory and Rob Ford's labor minister wanted to show up in March. So maybe it's a good idea we didn't have speeches, because then those guys might want to speak, you know.
Well, that is, we would like everybody to get their act together.
Yeah.
It's our duty here to say, please. Well, it's like Lynn Slotkin on Friday's what's the name of the show?
Friday Morning. CIT Friday Morning.
Yeah. Get your act together. Yeah. We would like them to do
that. Right.
And there seems to be something is amiss in the House of Labor. Something is amiss. I mean, you know, we have Trump in Washington. We have a parliament that never seems to say, never differs with the prime minister on things like Venezuela, Syria, Afghanistan, providing weapons to the Saudis to bomb people of Yemen. I mean, we don't have anybody differs. It's very quiet. So something is amiss. And we're going to try to get at that. I can report what I've heard from Hamilton, which is quite interesting, and also along this line of how these unions fit together. Justin, I almost called him Pierre. Justin Trudeau was in Hamilton today. He had asked to attend, and he had asked to speak. They had already invited Jagmeet Singh to speak because Labor traditionally, historically, has been attached to the New Democratic Party. And that's part of what is amiss here at the moment. And so he was told no, but he, of course, had the right to come and to participate, and he did. But the participation was probably a saw-off in terms of who gained, who lost. There are some elements in Labor who are ready to do business with the Liberal Party. We could speculate sometime as to why, but when the people saw him, apparently there were many people raised questions like Grassy Narrows.
Didn't like that.
He did not like that.
Yeah.
So, there were also anti-war issues.
I don't think he liked that either.
they said hands off Venezuela,
yeah.
And hands off Syria. To which apparently he shouted, we have to differ on that. So I guess his position is hands-on Venezuela,
hands-on Syria.
So
of course,
I don't want to misrepresent him because he said he differs, so I assume that's what he meant. He got inserted into the parade by one union. I'm not certain of the name, so I won't go ahead with that. But it was, at any rate, others were, union people present were sufficiently vocal that he decided to take the limousine instead of the long walk and went somewhere else. Phil, you tell one story quickly, will you? Apparently, CBC reported that there is an issue in Hamilton.
Well, there certainly is. Bob Bratina, I don't know how to pronounce his name, is an MP in Hamilton East, or East Hamilton, which is where the Stelco plant was located, or is located. And he's a former mayor of Hamilton, and he... there was a terrible story about a Stelco bankruptcy about 10 years ago, and everybody remembers this. Workers lost their pensions, they lost their benefits. And he, during his campaign in 2015, he says, I'm going to be your hero. I'm going to take this issue up. We're going to make sure that you get everything you're supposed to get, right? Well, he hasn't done that.
He got elected saying that.
Okay, and so then what happened is this past winter, a group of Stelco pensioners, who, of course, have time on their hands and not much else right now because of that bankruptcy, and a group of current steelworkers went down to his office. And they were supposed to have a discussion about bankruptcy laws and what he was supposed to have done for them. And at one point, the steelworker said, well, listen, you was going to do this, and you've never gotten up on the floor of the House of Commons once to talk about this issue, and we don't see any legislation coming from you. Well, he got very offended, and one thing led to another, and eventually he threw them out of the office, swearing them, calling them effing this and effing that, effing pensioners, which is kind of a...
And this is matter of record.
The matter of record. Well, okay. If the CBC is record, yes. It's a matter of record.
Well, I don't like to give them that, but I will.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But the steelworkers will tell you the same story. So that was last February. Now, subsequent to that, the steelworkers spent a couple of weeks in March picketing Bratt in his office. Now, I don't know whether they've had any kind of cooling off between the two. But
wait a minute. You left out a story of what his direct words to them. Are we coming to that?
Okay, no. Well, his direct words
were not to use the real ones.
Right, right. Yeah, was I don't.
I'm
care.
Trying to keep the witness calm.
Right, I don't care what the effing steelworkers think. I don't care about it. And F the Stelco pensioners. Well, that's the quote. That's the quote.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah. So
your witness.
But today, the CBC's article on the Hamilton Labor Day Parade referenced these events indirectly by saying that the NDP has hopes of taking the seat away from the Liberals, which is another way of saying that this is still a live issue in the East End of Hamilton. You know, which it would be.
Well, yeah. There's the issue itself. Yeah. Which he said he was going to do something about, and then there's his clear contempt for them, which he, in spontaneity, and people often believe in spontaneity, you know, that's what he really is like. And, you know, if you're somebody else who has a little problem, you're thinking, that's the guy that told those guys.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'd say he has a problem.
Yeah.
So this is the Taylor Report. We're talking about the Labor Day. And wouldn't it be nice if we had one and we staged it on May 1st? There is a nice piece of music that will be relevant to our next subject, which would be Bernie Sanders and why they get to talk about socialism in the United States, but we don't get to talk about it in Canada.
Thank you.
According to the song, socialism is good, and I thought we should play that. It is Labor Day, and you know there are people who say that the workers should actually be the determiners, since most people do work, and they make it a working people's world and all that kind of thing. Bernie Sanders gave an interview to The Hill, a major U.S. Publication. I urge you to go look at it. He's a candidate for president of the United States. He's probably one of the most visible politicians in North America. Here's what he said. China has, quotes, made more progress in addressing extreme poverty than any country in the history of civilization. He's running for president of the United States. Bless his heart.
Well, it's true, right?
It also happens to be true.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the hard part about it. You know, to say, okay, it's true. Yeah. Well, we have, we referred to it a while ago, New Democratic Party. Some people call it, you know, it has socialist stuff and it's been running for, you know, away from its tradition as hard as it can go. Meanwhile, across the border and over the Atlantic, there's a guy in Britain, Corbyn, who would agree with Bernie, I mean, on all these things. And nobody here can find their voice to say such things. Oh, I got one who might. Sid Ryan, he was on our show. Sid Ryan said he was going to be running in Oshawa, where the General Motors has taken the jobs away and let everybody fall to the pavement but he's not running because it turned out they needed to vet him. And I'll tell you why. He has a lot of Corbyn in him. And so they said, approach him with a stick, you know, and a flashlight, and be very careful, and take as long as possible so that maybe he'll starve to death. And so one of the best known labor leaders in Canada, I would say in the history of Canadian labor, wrote a wonderful book. His life, as everybody says, is an open book. So what is it you're going to vet? He, by the way, has been an NDP candidate. He was one of the heroic candidates. You know, there are people who they say, here's a writing we haven't got a shot at. And somebody get ready to put their name in? And then Sid would say, yeah, I'll do that. And then, you know, walk off a plank for the party. He used to do that. I know I worked in his campaign. That's a little disclosure. So now, so they said, oh, we have to vet you. Please. I mean, at any rate, so they're, you know what they're saying is that no Corbyns need apply in Canada. Just, we don't want any Corbyns. Why? Because they're beginning to, they might talk to the people, some people call them the masses, and they might say things like, well, we should probably get along with China. After all, they've pulled more people out of poverty in the history of civilization than any other. I think the figure is, what, 600 million people picked out a lift? And we're not talking homemade numbers. You know, these are agreed upon numbers. They've done that. If he, so a guy like Corbyn or a guy like Sanders would say it. And so a guy like Sid would say it, actually. So then, no. We'd, this is no es permiso. No. So you can have something, but nothing. So they gave us, you know, they ran Sid Ryan through the In-N-Out burger. You know, in, out, and a nothing burger. That's, at any rate, this is where we are with the labor. And we're, here we are, we got an election coming, and we announced on the show, and Sid wrote about it, Unifor. Had their convention, and the keynote speaker was Justin Trudeau. And then they had a number two speaker, also from the Liberal Party, Chrystia Freeland, who negotiated this wonderful free trade agreement, which no one can figure out what it did for anybody except the Liberal Party, maybe. Donald Trump liked it. If Donald, by the way, he's the leader. I mean, we have a prime minister. We also have a president. So President Trump liked it, so... So they had, and then they had General Dallaire was given an award because why not? And Stephen Lewis spoke, and Stephen Lewis is there. And of course, he was Mulroney's ambassador to the UN. I mean, once you buy one of those guys, I shouldn't use the word buy. Once of them, one of them begins to sort of come over to you, to the trough where you are, you know, after a while, pretty much everything, anything can happen. So that was their convention, and we have this splintered labor movement. We're not getting on anybody's case, we're just saying it's a fact. Where, by the way, the local 707 attended from, that's Ford, the Ford local, they attended the Hamilton Labor Day, because out of habit, no one seems to know what's going to happen here. We had a shouting fight between the top guys, Jerry Dias, and the leaders of the CLC and the OFL, who were, by the way, members of Jerry Dias' union, but they now have different, better-paying jobs. And they, as far as I know, they're listed as teachers. Any game, anything can happen. The place smells, guys. I mean, you have to. Somebody better clean all this up. So they had a thing where I quit, you're fired. No, you're fired, I quit. Where the uniform went over the hill and hasn't been heard from, except they come back with Justin just before the election. But after the election's over, there's going to be a meeting of the Ontario Federation of Labor. And what you described, Phil, of, you know, happening today at City Hall, will probably have to come to some kind of a maybe a meltdown. I have a theory that maybe it'll just melt down, that nothing will arise, that some, maybe it's ecology. Maybe the phoenix is dead this time, that there's just ashes. They say, okay, everybody get ready from the ashes. No, go take a look. No, no phoenix. I think that may be where we are with this situation. But more power to Bernie. And listen, more power to Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, that she's getting the runaround that Bernie got when he ran the last time, where they, and the thing that the NDP is doing to Sid and to others, which is, well, we're going through the latest data, and if you hit 3%, you're at 2.8, and of course there's somebody has you at 4, but we've had a meeting of 12 people that we're not going to tell you who they are, and they say, no, you can't be in the debate. Why isn't she in the debate? Why don't they want her there? Well, because she says, stop these wars, stop regime change wars. She also says she would drop charges against Julian Assange. You remember the mysterious Julian Assange? Nobody mentions him. The media, the New York Times, the Guardian, all used his information, come from his service. They printed it. He's sitting in a slammer, and he may as well be at the bottom of a well. But Tulsi Gabbard said, I would drop charges against him. She said, we need this information. So for those who say, oh, why would you say something about Tulsi? I say something about Tulsi because she says, stop the regime change wars. Get and use diplomacy. These are things that the American people need to hear. They heard Bernie say one-payer health care, and now everybody, including Hillary, claims to like that. They need to hear somebody say, stop the regime change wars. And they'll agree with that. The American people are a lot smarter than their leaders, way smarter than their leaders. You just have to take my reassurance. You're all brighter than Bill Clinton. You're just not as corrupt. So this is the Taylor Report. And according to Braden, we have to go. See you next week.